escape. We passed victorious, our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes, our prayer shall be.
Good evening, great people of Biafra, wonderful Igbo people, wonderful Efik, Ibibio, Anang, the Kwa Igbos, the Banke people, the Ijo people, the Anioma people. We are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from here, Radio Biafra Studios in London, Nnamdi Kanu. We are delighted to welcome you on this day, the 18th of June 2013. You are joining us this evening so we can all consider how we are all individually and collectively going to contribute towards the realization of Biafra in truth and honesty. So we are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, even to some people, wherever you are on this planet, because Radio Biafra is the widest, is the largest listened to indigenous broadcaster coming out of sub-Saharan Africa. We are massive. We reach every country on this planet. We reach every community in this world where there are Biafran people. So please, 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 you're welcome to join us this evening. As always, you know the routine, you know the protocol, you know what to do to be able to join us. The number to call to get Radio Biafra, if it is not on your screen, if the live button hasn't come on your screen, please go to the contact page. You should be able to find it. We expect you to do a little bit of research on your own side as well to make sure that whatever information we are bringing to you is valid, is justified, and is objective. Please, you are welcome to join us. We have with us in the studio today Carol Monde, who has kindly joined us. And we also have Barrister Eman Mezu. We are hoping to be joined by Dr. Egemba very, very shortly. Before I go to bring you the headlines and even some announcements, I will please go to Carol to say hello to you before we proceed, please. Carol?
Hello. Good evening, good morning to everybody across the world, all the women's in the women's group and all the new members and those that have been helping me today, even though I've been kicking off at you a bit, okay?
Thank you very much. And we have Barrister Eman Mezu, please.
Yeah, good evening, fellow Biafrans, of whom and abroad, and our well wishers, we are bringing you on today's discussion.
Thank you very, very much. We are welcoming you once again. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, as I said, your host at Radio Biafra. Everything we tell you is the truth and nothing but the truth. We believe that Biafra cannot be gotten unless we are honest, we are God-fearing, we are transparent in everything that we do. That is why we want to take the message of Biafra to every home, to every family, wherever they are on this planet. That is why we want to come to you via radio, by which we mean AM and FM. That is why we need to come to you via satellite. We need to come to you via internet streaming and also on your mobile phone via the Radio Biafra app, which we expect to be ready on or before the 17th of July. We have a date for the launch of the Radio Biafra app on or before the 17th of July. And in keeping with our taste and our very, very high standard, it is not a type of app you would have ever seen before. It is very, very different when you see it. Our enemies will know that we mean business and nothing is going to stop us. This is Biafra itself, because this is the voice projecting our aspirations, our hope, our desire, and our yearning to be free to all corners of the globe. On this platform, you are welcome to speak your mind. You tell us how you feel, and we tell you how we are all going to get Biafra together. Biafra is a thing for everyone, not just for a few people. If you are joining us for the very first time, please endeavor to tell your friends. Endeavor to speak to all those around you. Tell them to please tune in to Radio Biafra by going to www.radiobiafra.co or bilehumanrights.org or peopleofbiafra.org or Freedom Voice Media, freedomvoicemedia.com or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Once again, we are welcoming you. Don't leave this information only to yourself. Go and tell your friends. It would not take you anything to go to Facebook to write on your wall that you're listening to Radio Biafra. Do not be afraid. Radio Biafra is not a place for cowards. Do not be afraid. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I come from Isiama Faruku in Ibeki, which they have in Abia State. Please do not be afraid. We are not afraid. We are not running. We are not hiding. We don't want anybody to be afraid. If you're coming to serve your country in truth and honesty, you are not stealing. You are not a criminal. You're not. There is nothing wrong with the name Biafra. The name existed for 5,000 years before Nigeria did. There is nothing to be ashamed of about this name. The fact that we lost a war is not an excuse for us to become so cowardly. It is not an excuse for us to jettison our name. Please, 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 whatever you do, do not be afraid. The Nigerian establishment is feeding on this fear to intimidate us even further. Look at the way they're pleading with Boko Haram. Look at the way they're pleading with all other militant groups. We are the only ones still hiding. Boko Haram is not afraid to come out and say that it doesn't want Western education. Even the MEND people are not afraid to come out to say we are fighting for to control the resources within Niger Delta. Why should we be afraid to answer our own name? If you are afraid of the word Biafra, this is not the place for you. Please go somewhere else. Here we are not cowards. Here we do what we say we are going to do. At Radio Biafra, we went back home and broadcasted from Enugu, from Port Harcourt, from Owerri, from Aba, from Nnewi, from Onitsha, and also from the enemy territory in Lagos. So there is nothing for anybody to be afraid of. We will not ask you to do something that we have not done ourselves. If you go to our platforms on Facebook, you see Biafra littered all over the place. We are not hiding where we live. We see no reason why you should be hiding either. Please be very proud. Those of you on Skype, announce it on your pages. Announce it on the homepage to say, I am listening to Radio Biafra. Please join us by going to www.radiobiafra.co. If you click on the play button, it should begin to play. If you're listening with a mobile phone, please tell your friends who intend to listen with their smartphone before you do anything. As our brother told us yesterday, please connect the earpiece. Connect the earpiece to your system. Open it up and click on the play button. It should play. If you're having difficulties at any time, if there is loss of transmission, if there is loss of streaming, please, please, please refresh your browser. Click on, if you're using a laptop or a computer, press F5. It will refresh and it will continue. Our server is massive enough to handle it. The same server should be able to bring TV to your mobile phone very, very shortly. We are prepared. We know what we are doing. When we ask you for help, we are putting your help to good use. When we ask you to support Radio Biafra, we are putting it to good news. And as we begin to unfold all the agenda we have, you will know that this is different. We are not here for any other purpose other than to get Biafra in truth and honesty. We cannot surrender. We cannot retreat. We cannot consider any alternative beside having a totally free and independent sovereign Biafran state. Anything else is death itself, because we are not relenting. We are pursuing this thing until we get it. Our headline this evening: on the 18th day of June in the year of our Lord 2013, we are reporting that Radio Biafra is making waves. When we set the agenda, other people follow. Because of the work that Radio Biafra is doing, touring the whole world, uniting the Biafran family together, some people have gotten together back home as well to say they want to ask for Igbo peace, to unite all the Igbo people behind one single agenda. We are reporting this evening that the governor, the dreaded governor, the arch killer, the murderer, by the name Peter Obi Okorocha and the ex-governor of Abia State that did nothing throughout his tenure, is now meeting people to organize what they are calling Igbo Peace Meeting. We'll be looking at this into detail this evening and asking if indeed Radio Biafra is setting the pace in determining the agenda for our people to follow, which is what we want. Do we need this type of people in the struggle for Biafra or not? What is the agenda? Why are they trying to undermine what we are doing? We are also bringing information this evening as part of our headline. In fact, our signature headline this evening is that Jerry Rawlings have lambasted corrupt politicians to say that they must pay for their sins. Jerry Rawlings is saying that corrupt politicians, it is the duty of the people to hold them responsible and to make them pay for their sins. That is why Ghana is moving forward. Ghana took care of their own corrupt politicians. That is why Ghana is moving forward. With the corrupt politicians we have in Nigeria today, nothing will ever happen. Even in Biafra land, nothing will work in Biafra land with these people, with these compromised corrupt individuals still in positions of authority. We must do something about it. We are learning from the people who have done it before. As in Osunamai case, we must learn from people who have done it before. We must ask ourselves this evening, why is Ghana good? Why is Ghana having a semblance of goodness? It's because all the bad people are dead. They killed all of them. Bar none. There is no mercy for evil. Maybe that is what we should be considering where we come from as well. Either they run away or they sacrifice with their blood. They should not be there in the first place. That is why Ghana is moving forward. Here we call a spade a spade. This is Radio Biafra. We don't relent from speaking the truth. If you can't handle it, go and listen to NTA. If you cannot handle it, go and listen to Abia Broadcasting Service. If you can't listen to it, if you can't stomach it, go and listen to the myriad of useless, rubbish radio stations churning out nonsense in Nigeria where people cannot afford to reason properly like human beings. This is Radio Biafra. After listening to us, you will be able to know there is a difference between Biafra and Nigeria. We are also reporting this evening that student leaders were charged for giving Ihedioha an award. Some students got together and decided to give the Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, Chief Emeka Ihedioha, an award. And they were summarily impeached as a result of that. They were removed from their positions, which is a very good thing to do. These are the criminals parading themselves all over the place. We must be able to tackle them head on whenever they come with their nonsense. We are also bringing you information this evening that Islamic militants have driven 19,000 farmers from northeastern Nigeria. This is not being reported by Radio Biafra in case people think we carry propaganda, because at Radio Biafra, we do not carry propaganda. This is being reported by the Associated Press that 19,000 farmers have been driven from their homes and from their farmlands in northeastern Nigeria. Anybody considering being in one Nigeria, this is the fate that is going to become before you. Ebonyi State is gone. Part of Imo State is gone. They are saying the encroachment in Abia is still on. What are we going to do? We have been totally Islamized by selling consumer goods, and in the process, our common sense have been consumed as well. We are asking this evening, what is going to become of us if the militant Islamic fighters and so-called insurgents in the northeastern part of Nigeria is driving people away? What is going to become of us? We are also reminding you to please join us on Facebook, and do not be afraid to ask your friends to come and join us as well. We must get up to 1 million people on Facebook. It is not difficult. If you're struggling with adding your friends, please contact any of the admin, or you can write on Facebook, I need help with how I can add my friends. That should be done for you. We will guide you on how to do it. We want to get to 1 million people. And here is the news in summary. Prominent Igbo personalities, including Anambra State Governor. Why they're calling him prominent, I don't know, but that is the news in Nigeria. He's prominent because he's a killer. He is the architect of Ezu River victimhood. He is the man who ordered the shootout sight of his own fellow people in 2006 and also in 2013. This is the man they are calling prominent Igbo personality, but we'll go along with it for the time being. Prominent Igbo personalities, including Anambra State Governor, the killer, and the arch murderer, Peter Obi, who is the chairman of the Southeast Governors Forum Imo State, and Imo State Governor Richard Okorocha, and the former governor of Abia State, Chief Ojo Zokalo, are expected to lead the way forward for a peace summit aimed at restoring the lost glory of core Igbo values, peace and unity, holding in Anambra State. In case you think you've not heard very correctly, I'll repeat what I've just read. prominent Igbo personalities, as they call themselves, including Anambra State Governor Peter Obi, who is the chairman of the Southeast Governors Forum, Imo State Governor Rochas Okorocha, and the former governor of Abia State, Chief Ojo Zokalo, are expected to lead the way forward for a peace summit aimed at restoring the lost glory of core Igbo values, peace and unity, holding in Anambra State. The peace summit titled Let's Reason Together, being facilitated by Ndibo International Prayer Organization, NIPO, N-I-P-O, in conjunction with Ogirishi Foundation and Association of Igbo Youths, AIYO, will hold on June the 27th, that is June the 27th of this month, 2 days after our case in the court. President of NIPO, Bishop Chinedu Okeke, who said this yesterday in a press statement, explained that the purpose of the peace summit is to build a bridge of partnership among the politicians, the youths, professionals, the clergy, and citizens of Ndibo, both at home and in the diaspora. According to Bishop Okeke, the summit built for Rojeni Sports Stadium in Oba, Idemili South Local Government Area of Anambra State, is also to teach the enhancement of positive human development aimed at eliminating social vices such as cultism, kidnapping, armed robbery, and human trafficking that are prevalent in Igbo land. These are the vices as understood by the people on the ground. Cultism, kidnapping, armed robbery, and human trafficking. These are the big businesses we are engaging in Igbo land. The chairman of the board of trustees of the Tricycle Owners and Operators in Nigeria, under the auspices of AOYAWAN, Dr. Jimmy Okonkwo, is expected to preside over the occasion, while a prominent Igbo leader and Ogirishi Igbo chief, Romi Ezeonwuka, has been tipped as the father of the day. That is what we are reporting. That is this peace initiative, which we'll be going into, is a very dear subject close to the heart of Barrister Mamezu. Will be discussing it. We are talking about peace amongst Biafrans. They are talking about peace amongst the youths and politicians. Let us see how it is going to work. Jerry Rawlings slams corrupt politicians and say they must pay for their crimes. Former President of Ghana Flight Lieutenant Jerry Rawlings on Monday said, if Nigeria and other parts of Africa must move forward, they must get it right and strengthen democracy. Corrupt politicians must not be allowed to go scot-free. I'll repeat. Former President of Ghana Flight Lieutenant Jerry Rawlings on Monday said that if Nigeria and other parts of Africa must go forward, must strengthen democracy, corrupt politicians within those countries must not be allowed to go scot-free. In other words, he is recommending that what he did to those of them who are corrupt in Ghana should be done to also to these people. This came as former interim head of state Chief Ernest Shonekan declared that religious fundamentalism posed a serious threat to the nation's democracy, including other parts of Africa, but Rawlings disagrees. Rawlings cited corruption amongst politicians as the problem, not Boko Haram. Boko Haram is as a result of corruption. Boko Haram emerged because of corruption. Nothing more, nothing less. According to Rawlings, Nigeria must not continue to pay lip service to eradicating corruption, especially against the backdrop of that poor petty thieves who get imprisoned for several years while businessmen evade taxes in millions of dollars and politicians embezzle state funds. This is the former president of Ghana telling us how it is going to be done or how it should be done, because he did it in Ghana and it worked. Today we are running to Ghana, going to school in Ghana, doing businesses in Ghana without any fear, without any trepidation. He is asking us to employ the same thing. What are we going to do to the corrupt people, to the corrupt individuals who are embezzling the livelihoods of people all the time and going scot-free? We are also reporting this evening that students' leaders who have been charged for giving award to Ihedioha, who is the deputy speaker of the House of Reps, the president of the National Association of Imo State Students, this happened in Imo State, Madam Ezim Chukwuma Lugard, and his deputy Progress Aaron, have been impeached for what was described as gross misconduct and abuse of office. The student leaders were impeached specifically for giving an award to the deputy speaker of the House of Representatives, Chief Emeka Ihedioha. However, the student body immediately sworn in the Senate president, Comrade Celestine Ozoma, as the acting president, who will remain until the next convention, which holds in a few months' time, while the former deputy president emerged as the acting Senate president. These students have done very well and we commend them. They have sacked the idiots that went to Chief Emeka Ihedioha and took money to give him an award. They are saying they don't want that type of nonsense. The revolution have already started with the students. Their eyes have opened. All you need to do please tell your friends is to listen to Radio Biafra, and ye also shall become very wise and understand the trickery of these people and what they're trying to do. We are also reporting this evening that Islamists have driven away 19,000 farmers from northeastern Nigeria. This is being reported by the Associated Press, not Radio Biafra. Islamic militants have driven 19,000 rice farmers from their land in northeast Nigeria, while a military crackdown is preventing thousands more from working their fields, raising fears of imminent food shortages. Officials are warning there is going to be food shortage in Nigeria. There is war going on in northern Nigeria. They don't want to tell you about it. When you go to the market and the cup of rice has jumped tenfold, you will know the reason why. Because we left all our food production to the northerners, and now there is war in the north. Nothing is going to come down to Biafra land, where we need to feed our populations. They went on to say that food shortages would add immeasurably to the misery in northeastern Nigeria. The area abandoned by farmers is a fertile one in the semi-arid Sahel region, a regional breadbasket created by the receding waters of Lake Chad. We anticipate general hunger this year because all roads linking the cities to the farming hinterland have been closed down, the Agriculture Commissioner for Borno State, Usman Zana, told the Associated Press in an interview on Tuesday. Farmers have been locked out of their farmlands, while those in the hinterland cannot come to the city for tractors or laborers to get their farms tilled for next cropping. They have tractors in the north. People didn't know that. They go and hire farmers. How many people have seen tractors in Igbo land? How many tractors have you seen in Idoma land? How many tractors have you seen in Ijo land? How many tractors have you seen in Efik and in Ibibio land? There are tractors in the north. We must wake up, as they say in this part of the world, and smell the coffee. Those are our headlines and our summary this evening. And before I go to Carol, I will go to the very venerable attorney and Barrister Mamezu to please open our proceedings this evening by telling us, in his own understanding, in his own ideas, in his own knowledge, what he makes of the news headlines and the summary we brought to you this evening. Please, Barrister Mamezu.
Thank you, Director, for the full information given to us to jump into. Let me take the Igbo youth trying to reorganize themselves, and their Christian or religious leaders trying to make them realize all the atrocities that they've been committing all this while. For how many years? Only now they are realizing they have to come together. But for me, I think it's something very hopeful and something very positive. And I hope they will go there and do exactly what they're proposing to do, not going there to share money as usual. So if they're going there to unite, which is a good news for us, that unity will be for Biafrans. Because no matter what they preach in Nigeria, no matter how they try to make reconciliation in Nigeria, our hearts and minds are already out of that particular nation. No matter any kind of religious makeup or political gather together, we are no longer interested in anything Nigeria. We want to move out, and we are moving out, we will. I leave that aside. But the guy who was the guys who were sacked for awarding, giving award to Chief Emeka Ikeduohan, the deputy Speaker of the House. I don't know. You know that country, directors, we are talking yesterday. Anybody can stand up and do anything without permission from their authority. So I don't know how they could just get up and say they are going to give this guy an award without getting authority from the main area. And now, what it is great that they gave an award only for them to be sacked. Well, what else do you expect? That is how the zoological country of Nigeria, that's the way you operate.
The zoological republic of Nigeria.
Of Nigeria. Well, then yesterday, good luck was appointing shoemakers and shoeshiners as justice. So, you can see what's sustainable. Yeah, coming back to Rawlings, Rawlings of Ghana, who committed what I would say a cleansing in Ghanaian politics and brought the country into a very good position. I don't know if Nigerians have that bottle to actually operate in that particular sphere. The good luck himself was a military man. And the reason why he took the revenge he took was because of the torture. The guy was arrested and put in prison, and all his fingernails and everything you can think of was peeled by he used pinches to remove all his finger nails. So when he came out of office and then got into, out of prison and got into office, then he took the revenge by wiping all those who partook in his incarceration. I don't know if Nigeria is up to that level. We shall see. But let me leave it for the callers to see if there's anything they could say about this.
Thank you very, very much. Please, Carol.
Yes, it's quite interesting about ripping off the nails. I think that would send me slightly insane as well. I asked the 19,000 farmers that you had in North Nigeria that have been run out by the Boko Haram now, that, and you say that it's coming right down to Imo. My understanding is that Imo is your capital of Biafra, no?
No, Anambra is the capital of
Biafra. Anambra is your capital. Yes. So how far up is Imo?
Very, very
close.
It's not that close, but we rely on them for the food that we eat. We rely on it coming from the northern part. It's the Muslims that give us the food that we eat. We don't grow food anymore. They stopped us from growing our food. We import everything from the north. They are the breadbasket. They are the ones feeding us. We don't have anything else to offer apart from getting our things from the north.
Okay, so I'm with you. They're cutting off your food sources.
They are cutting off the food supply.
Okay, the Peace Summit. Peter Omar, it's a bar. Every time that there is a political election coming up, they tend to do everything. They'll fix your roads, and now they're going to say, yes, we're going to have peace with the Igbo people. And this is all a political tactic. They're doing this because I know for a fact that Peter Obi for Anambra State is going to run for president.
Yeah, he wants to run for the president, but he's not going to succeed.
That's why he's doing this.
They can do all the peace meeting they like. We want Biafra. We are not interested in their useless peace initiative. Please. We know there are a lot of you itching to call us to get on into what we are discussing, to be part of this program. Please, we'll ask you to give us the next 5 minutes before you start calling us. Only give us 5 more minutes before you start calling us. We are very grateful for all your calls and all your contributions, and we want to receive them. But give us some time before you begin to do so. We are reporting this evening that there is a purported, they are attempting to make peace. What type of peace, I will ask Barrister Mamezu, do you think that Peter Obi can bring to what we are doing? They have not united Igbo people. Oji Zokalo went into power in 1999. After that, his predecessor went in. Peter Obi has been there all these years. They didn't make peace. It is now that Radio Biafra is talking about uniting the Biafra. We're not saying Igbo people. We said the Biafran family, we want to unite Biafrans to go and do what Rawlings is asking us to do. Rawlings said that if you have these corrupt people in place, you are not going anywhere very fast. Every country that have advanced from United States to Britain to every country on this earth, even to China, even to Russia, every country on this planet that has moved forward as a race, even France, they have always had a very bloody revolution. Criminals must be made to pay for what they have done to people. If you allow them to remain, they can only be cancerous, they can only grow, they can always, always, without fail, stifle your hopes, your aspirations, and your desire to be free as a people. Barrister?
Yes, but, Director, yeah, I'm just waiting for you to
rise. Yes.
As I said earlier, I mean, after how many years Peter Obi and his counterparts are loving to build the roof and all the weapons they are planning together. Why now? And why 2 days after the Biafra v. Nigerian court hearing? Why now and why this period? Well, all I know is that they are trying to bring Biafras together, but if their motives are contrary to this, then of course they are not going nowhere with it. Because Peter Obi himself should be ashamed of himself that he has gone committed all atrocities in Anambra State. I don't know why they are even allowing him to bring people together. What would he tell them? When he built a big supermarket in the north, he didn't build any in his own land. So what is he going to tell them? Would they even listen to him? I don't understand, Director.
Yes, but you'll be very, very amazed to know that some people on Radio Biafra website on the comments page, because we don't censor anybody, you can go there and leave your comment. Somebody said there that Peter Obi has done something in Anambra State. that some people are jealous. We are wondering where this type of people are coming from. They have not, maybe they have not heard the news about Ezu River and what happened. They have not heard the fact that there are still dead bodies in the mortuaries littered all over Anambra State from the 2006 shoot at sight. He doesn't know that there are mass graves in Anambra State. Our people are dying. They are suffocating due to ignorance is killing our people. They are dying. They are blind to the truth. They are blind to the things that are happening around them because there is no viable media, which is why we want to take the message of Radio Biafra into every home, which is why we need this transmitter as quickly as possible, which is why we need satellite transmission into our territory so that we can tell our people what is precisely happening and how they can get out of this mess. How can we begin to explain to them, please, Barrister Mamis, how can we begin to explain to our people the need for them to understand that these are criminals? All they do is to deceive you. They cannot do anything better for you. And we have to take these laws into our hands. We have to take the initiative in this very case and restore our lost glory. We cannot leave it to them to do. They have not done it for nearly 20 years. Is it now they're going to do it?
It's a question, Director. The way we can only tell our people is what we're doing now. We will carry on broadcasting. We will carry on talking. We will carry on reaching deep down into our people's souls to let them know that politicians have nothing for them for the past how many years? Look at 52 years, this amalgamation. You have, well, what I want to say a bit is, although the northerners supply most of our food, but we still produce quite a handful of what we eat. People from Abakaleke still bring the yam. People from Aba, Onitsha, they still bring some foodstuff that we eat, but the majority is supplied by the northerners. And you know the reason. They have tractors. They have vast land. They removed everything in the Biafran land and moved everything straight to the north. Where, Director, this is social construction. They want us to be dependent on the houses in terms of our food. So that during the war period, which of course they have already hatched out that it will come, they will stop us, just like they did during the Nigeria-Biafran war. When Awolowo told them that the best way to kill the Igbos is to stab them. And every shipment that was coming from abroad was stopped in the sea. And that is why majority of our brothers and sisters suffered Kwashiorkor. So the fact is, Director, these people haven't got nothing to offer the body.
Radio Biafra, give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are. They call on Skype. They have gone. They wanted to confirm. Barrister, they wanted to just to confirm that we are here, that we are broadcasting. They didn't want to actually say anything. They wanted just to confirm that Radio Biafra is live. Please go ahead. We welcome you as well. Go ahead.
All right. So as I was saying, Director, we know what the amalgamation and the stifle of the people of Biafrans, what it will entail, and it is all coming out. So what reason do these Boko Harams have to send their people from the northeast of Nigeria away from their farmland is to create that scarcity, is to create, even from now, people start holding even the one they have. You will hear in the next couple of weeks that everything in Nigeria is skyrocketed. Who are the people who are going to buy the food? The politicians. They have the money. The masses are the people that will suffer the whole problem that is coming up and cropping up in Nigeria. So we cannot stop preaching. This is the only way we make our people aware, because knowledge is powerful. Once our people are aware of what is going on, some of them may not even go to listen to PKP and his counterparts and the reason why they are calling the meeting. Why are you calling me? How many will attend anyway? The politicians, instead of them to plan how they extricate themselves from Nigeria politics, they are planning how to unify and build peace. Just like the governors always say, when you listen to AIT, you will see any northerner will tell you that one Nigeria, that's what we stand, one goddamn Nigeria, from where and when. So they all deceive each other, deceive each other. But I tell you, we here in the Radio Biafra, we cannot be deceived anymore. We know the truth. And that's why we're bringing it to them.
Thank you very much. Well said. Well said. I'm sure that Carol is still of this opinion. Is that correct? Is that
yes? I do worry about the food. I do worry about the food. That's what they're going to do. They're going to cut you off for the food. And definitely Peter Omar. That's what he's doing. He's using this as a political tactic for the upcoming elections, which we're never going to get to.
Yes, that is what they're trying to do. As we received a message, because you can also text Radio Biafra on +44 78 31 30 8376, which is the same number you can call if you want to join this discussion. Please, the number is +44 78 31 30 8376. On the top right hand corner of your screen, of your mobile phone, of your computer, you should be able to see this number. That is the number to call if you want to join us, or you can come via Skype as well. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra. Add Radio Biafra to your list. You should be able to get us via Skype. Please, we are pleading with you. If you're calling us, just try to bear with us for a little while. We will be able to take all your calls this evening. We will take all your calls this evening. Do not worry about that. If there are difficulties, please keep trying until you get through. Most times our lines are congested, but we are looking to serve you this evening by taking as much calls from you as possible. We are also reporting this evening that our trip to United States is on song. We have a few areas in America we'll be visiting. We'll be naming those places in a short while. And also, we have some people in New York come forward. So we are making progress, as we said. Yes, let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Kanu.
It's Kanu, K-N-U. Thank you very much.
Kanu, Mr. Kanu,
Before people think I'm related to Ojos or Kalo, which is an abomination, I am Kanu, K-A-N-U, okay. Not L-U. Thank you.
All right, sorry for mistaking. My name is Christian Wafo. I'm calling from Onitsha through Skype.
Wonderful. Good man, good man. How is Onitsha today?
It's all right, there's no problem.
Wonderful.
On 10th of this month, I sent you some tests through Skype, but it didn't get back to me again. I was just trying to see, the importance, the need that councils of elders should come together and see if they can talk to Catholic priests, maybe through the bishop and Anglican priest, so that they can pass this information to every Catholic members, and from there it will circulate the whole Igbo people. Because I've been trying to do and to sensitize our people little by little since I came back to Nigeria since December last year, inside the main market here and the Ochanja market here in Onitsha. So it seems as if they don't know much about this Radio Biafra and what is going on right now and Biafra struggle with the federal government through Bilie Human Rights Initiative. So I think if the councils of elders could come together and reason by meeting with Catholic bishop, from there they would disseminate this information to the priest, and all priests will circulate the idea to all members in Catholic. From there they will be aware of this ongoing. That's why I'm calling at this moment.
Thank you very much. It's a very good suggestion, and we'll take that on board and move it to the Council of Elders to do something or to act according to the advice you are giving us today. But since you are there, since you are there in the market, why can't you on your own?
I'm not a listing. I'm not into business, but I just try to see a friend that I left behind before and trying to tell them what is. Even today, I went to main market on Onitsha. So they don't know. When you're talking about Biafra, they quickly think about Masob. And you know, Masob has painted bad image into their heart. They've destroyed a lot of their properties in the market. But I'm trying to tell them that this is not Masob. It is the real people, the technocrat, the educational, the people with intelligence that are working toward this realization with an association called Bilie Human Rights Initiative. So I try to give them the website and other things. But you know, here there is no light, there is no internet. I'm only just being opportune to have my Android. So I think majority doesn't have it. And with what is going on, saying that very soon there will be a transmitter here, I think that will also do a lot. But before then, I think if, as I've said, the Council of Elders should meet together and talk to our Catholic priest and bishop, from there they'll pass this information, and it will be helpful.
Yes, go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead. Hello.
Hi. So if they talk to our Catholic, I'm hearing you.
Go ahead.
Talk to our Catholic bishop, from there they'll pass it to the priest in each Catholic in all Southeast. From there they will disseminate the information at every masses. People will have the idea. They will know much about it, and then they will believe what they are saying. If the Council of Elders could come to them and portray the image in a good way and tell them where we are, what we are doing, where we are rich at the moment with the federal government through Benin Humanity Initiative, they'd be so happy. That is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you very much. Your point is well taken and was well made as well. We are going to do that. Carol, please, what is your take? You see, everybody's talking about information deficiency. I understand today there was a post you put up on Facebook and some people were saying, no, don't. Why should we support Radio Biafra? We can't support Radio Biafra. Let us wait. Let us wait. Or other people should. Can you make sense of what was going on? I can't understand it.
But what this gentleman has said and what the news is today is only confirming what I said, that the people in the marketplace are misinformed, that they don't know exactly what's going on. Some of them haven't heard about Radio Biafra. They don't know that there's educated people here. They don't know about the council elders, etc., etc. In the news today, we have them coming. They've taken 19,000 farmers off. They're going to cut off your food supplies and all the rest of it. How do we warn people in Biafra and in parts of Nigeria of the oncoming attacks of Boko Haram? If we are off on FM radio across West Africa, then we can warn people. We can warn your brothers and sisters. We can warn you and say this is what's coming to you, because we get to hear the news, because people on the street are calling us and telling us this is happening in my yard and it's coming to this yard next. And this is how we're able to save people's lives. And people are not funding this station. It drives me insane. I wrote a crazy letter today, and I've been told that I have no etiquette, because I humbled myself down to my knees and said, look people, you're crazy, how can I do this as a white woman with no ties to Biafra, and yet Biafrans cannot support themselves? Come on now, this issue should be up. It should be there already. It should be broadcasting. This is the truth and honesty, and we need to tell the people quickly, because everybody needs to be warned of when there's danger coming. It is happening right this minute. Please, please support Radio Biafra and the Council of Elders. We need money to finance the court cases.
Thank you very much. Sometimes they don't quite appreciate what we're going to do. Let's take this call, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are this evening, please.
Yes, hello. This is Comrade Igwe calling from London.
From London, please go ahead. Comrade Igwe, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to look at the issues just as you mentioned them today, the headlines. I'm looking at what Jerry Rowling said on corruption in Nigeria and Africa. What I know, based on empirical research, corruption has eaten deep into the fabric of the Nigerian system. And whether there's corruption in Nigeria or not, that is not the issue we are talking about. We want Biafra is that we want Biafra. If corruption wants to take over the territory called Nigeria, that is their business. That is on the one hand. What we want as a people is that we are not part of Nigeria. We have never been part of Nigeria. The dead Nigeria was given birth to our fathers, our great grandfathers were not consulted. So that is the point we're talking about. On the other hand, you said something about Chief Emeka Ihedioha being given an award, and the president did the right thing. In fact, the revolution has started. One of the days where they give awards to charlatans, people who steal so much money and hide as statesmen. So what the students have done is the revolution in itself, and it is commendable. You said something about Richard Sukowacha and some other persons having a meeting to discuss the peace in Igbo land. What I would like to say is this: we cannot be deceived anymore. There is no peace meeting that will be discussed without discussing the affairs. There is no, is it the peace meeting for the Igbo to continue in Nigeria, or peace meeting for a presidency of where? So the point is this: I tell people most times, even on different Facebook pages or on Twitter or on Skype, that there is nothing you would do in Nigeria that would bring peace. The point is this: Nigeria had been issued from birth. Nigeria was not put together to succeed. That is the truth of the matter. Nigeria was born for destruction. And so So whatever peace meeting that they are calling for, be it a peace meeting, is it a peace meeting from the Igbo or from who? Is the peace meeting aimed at? Hello?
We are, the world is listening to you. We are, you're making a lot of sense, so we don't want to interrupt you. Please go ahead.
Very good. Is the peace meeting aimed at uniting in the Igbo for what? Is it for the presidency or to live in the territory called Nigeria or for what? So the argument is this. Any peace meeting called the Igbo land or called any part of eastern Nigeria that does not discuss Biafra is null and void. It's of no effect. That is the truth. You keep deceiving our people. People should be good students of history. You check out your history. Nigeria will be 100 years next year. The territory called Nigeria will be 100 next year. Nigeria took it for 1914. And I ask people, what has Nigeria done for you as a person? What have Nigeria... Yes, some people will say that, what has done for Nigeria? What has Nigeria done for you for 100 years? Your father paid taxes. Your father did this. You even have paid enough taxes in Nigeria. What have Nigeria done for you? Nothing. Now look at UK. Look at other developed countries. Look at ordinary Ghana. Ordinary Ghana of yesterday. Some years ago, it was Ghana must go. Today, it is Nigeria must go in Ghana. Today, our criminals in the territory called Nigeria send their children to Ghana to go to school. This is because they know in truth that Nigeria does not belong to anybody. They know that there is no place called Nigeria. That is on the other hand. There is something again I want to say about the, you said about 19,000 rice farmers are being chased away by...
Yes, if you can make it very brief, because you speak so well, maybe we need to engage you to be a presenter or an analyst on Radio Biafra. You speak so well, and we'll contact you to try and do that, because your analyses are actually spot on. If you can round up very quickly, we have other callers waiting that we want to take their views as well. But what you're saying is so valid and so important that we think that it will be a positive addition to the crew that presents Radio Biafra for you to be amongst them. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much. Please, I'll be very brief. You said something about 19,000 rice farmers being chased away by insurgents. My people, whether rice farmers are being chased away or not is not our concern. If they let them chase them to Chad or chase them to Benin Republic, it's not our concern. Our concern is that we want Biafra. We are not part of the territory called Nigeria. And you said something about how do we pass the message across to people? How do people know what you're talking about? It is simple. We are already doing the right work. Radio Biafra is doing the right thing. We are on Facebook, we are on Twitter, we are everywhere. Even my papa. I have told my papa that, look, you are not part of Nigeria. Nigeria is a marriage imposed on you by people we don't know. People who did not even apply for visa to come to our area. They invaded our area. So I've told my daughter that story, and that is how it should be. Tell your children, that look at where we came from, that we are not part of that territory, that enslavement territory called Nigeria. That is what I've got to say for now. And I would like to tell the presenter that you're doing a very good job. We should not relent. We should keep on doing what we're doing. No retreat, no surrender. I tell people that nothing was given on the platter. Nothing. No freedom fight or nothing that has to do with freedom, that has to do with independence that was given to people. You have to ask for it. You have to take it. You have to grab it. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Thank you very, very much. Very, very detailed. We allowed you to continue because what you're saying made a lot of sense, and I am very, very sure that Barrister Mamezu will concur with what you're saying. I'm sure that he agrees with you. Please, Barrister, do you agree with the presentation from our brother Igwe, who rang from London and gave us a rundown of what we have been discussing this evening so far, please?
Yes, Director, I do, but there is one area I'm not in conformity with him.
Go ahead.
The area of the agriculture, where he says, if the Boko Haram send those farmers in the east, northeast of Nigeria away, it's not our concern. It is our concern because most of the food we eat comes from the north. So, please take note that we don't produce food that much in Biafra. It came from the north.
Anymore. We don't produce anymore. Please, Barrister, stay where you are. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Kachi. I'm coming from London.
Kachi from London, please go ahead. The whole world is listening to you this evening.
Yeah, firstly, I'm going to start from the last call or what he said regarding about the people that he said that were chased out from the northern part of the country. So, like, I do agree with him. So, if they like, they can chase them to any part of the world they want. But the only thing is that, So, what happened to us before, during the starvation, during the last war? So, I believe that would have teach us a whole lot of lessons this time around, because it has taken a whole lot of time. This is like about 40-something years of the war. So, although Ebony State is trying in Paris now, and Anambra State, some part of Anam and Nando, they are trying. Some part of Imo State are trying in terms of farmers. Then what we need to do, like what we are saying, like we really, really need media, because this is what we can use to educate our people. That our people need to go back to agriculture, because it's going to help us and it's going to take us a long way. If something like this happened, I was like, listening to a statement made by the former president of Biafra, you know, during interview, they was like asking him, so during those days, our people made pomade. What we are using during the war is what we produce. We refine the crude oil. Nobody refine it for us. We refine it. We make our effort. We do everything in our own. But this time around, people are becoming lazy, like what you said. You said trade. I hate it a lot, because our people, like, they have engaged themselves. They have engaged their lives in the issue of buying and selling. Then, coming towards, like, what you said, the peace meeting in the eastern part of the country, whatever thing they like, they should do. The peace meeting is nonsense. These people, they are all the same. Both America, Ibadan, all of them, they are all the same. Anybody that don't have Igbo interests at heart, all of them they are the same. They are playing politics. You know, when a student, I've been a member of NAMS when I was in the union, so I know all these things. When you are giving the money, you can do whatever thing that pleases you that moment, because you are in that position. So I can really tell much people about what is in the mass. So whatever thing they do, that is their own business. But what I want to say regarding about the peace meeting, nothing good is going to come out of that peace meeting. Believe me, they are all the same. They are all the same. Anybody who stands out there playing Nigeria politics are still in the system. With that time, we go back to drawing board. We tell ourselves, what do we want? How are we going to achieve this? That is another point. Another point I want to make, I raised issue last year, telling you that it's hard, because we know our people. we took religion as if that religion is our life. And we people, almost 99% of Igbos or Afrans, they are Christians. The only thing we can educate these people, to tell these people much, because our highest media, we have the Biafran man in church. I said it last year. So we have to talk to this. I know some of the bishops are corrupt. I know very well. Some of them are playing politics. But I believe some of them still have evil interest. Even if they are corrupt, fine. But they still have their evil interest at heart. Like, if Council of Elders can engage one-on-one talk to them, I'm telling you, during the church service, after service, during the announcement, tell people what our people. I know our people very well. They believe the priests more than even the politicians. People go for all these politicians because of money, but they love the priests. Whatever thing, most especially, we have population in Anglican and Roman Catholic. I believe they can engage them one-on-one talk, tell them the agenda, because my job has caused a lot of damage to us. But I know with time, everything will be fixed. This the contribution I want to make this evening. I hope that we can use this, and it's going to save us time, and it's going to help us, and it's going to take us a long way. Thank you very much, London.
Thank you very, very much for speaking. Everybody calling from London is making so much sense. I feel like allowing them to present the program from their homes this evening. They are making so much sense because in England, we call this place the seat of human enlightenment. Here you are taught how to reason properly like a human being, not like a goat. You think properly like a person. You ask questions because every morning on Radio 4 of BBC, they start with politics. Every evening, they close with politics. They are, every minute of the day, politicians are held to account. Not allowed to dig. There's no this nonsense. Let's unite. Oh, happy on dear Banyi is our people. All that bunkum doesn't exist. In Scotland, they do the same. In England, in Wales, in Northern Ireland, they hold their people to account. I caught Barrister Mamezu off unceremoniously, I must say, but it was for the good because we were taking calls from our listeners. Please, Barrister, you may proceed. Barrister Mamezu, please. Yes, please. Carol, can you come in? Because I don't think Barrister Mamezu is there. We may have lost him, please.
Yeah, it's very interesting what they're saying. The gentleman was saying that media is your education. And really it is. If you look now, TV and everything is the education that that the world uses and the internet. And this is what we need to support here. I think with the agriculture thing, the ground has been so affected in Biafra that, even recently they found a bomb, I think, in your country. It's been that the actual earth itself is going to need help before it can be agricultural again. So for now, the food will come from the northern side, which is something we can't let the farmers be run off and then have no food in Biafra. At some point, you're going to have to stand against them, or Nigeria has to stand against them. But I think sometimes I look at the way Jonathan's reacting and wonder if Jonathan's not in bed with Boko Haram. Maybe he's a secret Muslim.
Who knows? Anything is possible in that place. Anything is possible in Nigeria. That is why we want to get it to change. That is why we need to get out of it. We want nothing to do with that place. It is a useless entity. It is a hopeless place, fit for only animals. That is why we call it the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We will try to reestablish contact with Barrister Mamezu very, very shortly. We have a message here from one of the very keen contributors to the growth of Radio Biafra on Facebook, the phenomenal growth of Radio Biafra, because now we are standing at nearly 45,500 members following us on Facebook. His name is George Agogwo. He wrote, "Hello, my fellow Biafrans. On this Okorocha Obi Kalu for Igbo Peace Summit, please, we must explain to our people today during the broadcast that any peace summit which main discussion and deliberation is not focused on Biafra should be discarded." That is what George Agogo is saying. And everybody seems to agree with you, even before I read this out. That is to confirm that you can join us via Skype text if you want to do so. Please, we have a caller on the line.
Hello.
What's your name? Turn your system off.
Hello.
What's your name and where you are, please?
Thank you, Brennan. I'm from
Dakar. Please, can you move your mouth away from the speaker? You're too close. It is clogging up the line. We can't hear you very well.
Okay, I think you are hearing me very well now.
It's better now, you see. Go ahead. Give us your name again and where you're calling from.
My name is Ndubisi Ojukwu. I'm calling from Dakar,
Senegal. Ndubisi Ojukwu from Dakar in Senegal, as in Dakar. West Africa. Go ahead. The whole world is listening to you this evening. Go ahead.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, sir. It's Dan Lamekan. I'm just very grateful to get to hear this evening, sir. I'm so grateful. Concerning about what you're saying about this peace, something that Obi and Ojis Okano will throw us off less. So I am very convinced on this thing. Is it because of they have already had what Biafra is going on, or what Biafra is broadcasting on the air? That is why they are calling on this peace meeting. Are they not there since all the while all these things is happening in Nigeria? Because there are issues. They have a mind. That is why they call this peace talk or something like that. Maybe because of elections have already been at hand. Maybe there are no politicians. Maybe they are looking for another presidential or governing and nothing anymore. Because since all this time is there and that people is and the world is as a culture, I know what they are seeking for. They are seeking for president. Maybe they call them in order to receive them, give them bribe, not to follow them or put them in a city where they will just enjoy more and more. Because I know the idea, since why this is happening, that so-called zoological contest, we are saying, that is better name for them, then they are dealing. Making all their monies, using people, killing people, doing all these movies, all these atrocities they are committing on that country, so-called animal zoo. Then, now Biafra have been on the air broadcasting, telling people what is happening, exposing their knowledge and other things. They now started calling Igbo peace and whatever. Which kind of peace are they going to establish? For me, I don't buy that idea. I don't buy that idea. So that you address people. This media, something that we are looking for, it established to Biafra people, is good for us to establish this thing, because through these things we establish knowledge on them, because they don't have to attend these things unless the people that are joining them, they don't want Biafra. Yes, they don't want it. We don't want that their peace corps or whatever they call it. Who make them evil people? Which kind of evil people they are calling to establish that peace?
Why haven't they even established this peace? For they have been in power for nearly 20 years. They have not made peace. It's now Radio Biafra is going home to sweep them away. They are planning to organize peace so they can tell the people, this is what I want to do. They know what they're doing. They are criminals. They know what they're doing.
My brother, please, I am telling you, if we can advise people here, because Nigeria is not civilized anywhere. Because this internet something, not everybody will accept this thing in that place, because one, there is no light. Two, there is no internet. Nothing. So why people can hear all these things is only that media transmission. If they can get battery or whatever, they put it in there.
We are going to get transmitted.
We can address them. They are not attend that kind of rubbish meeting that are according to establish that nonsense, because they know what Biafra is promised to do for them. That is why they are.
Thank you very, very much. We accept what you're saying. We are very grateful. We must go back to Barrister Mammezu, because I'm sure we have re-established very secure contacts with him to say that everybody is kicking against this so-called Igbo peace. The reason why they are doing it, we have discovered, having listened to some of our callers this evening, is that they want to preempt what we are going to do. They don't want us to, because they want, when we, after the worldwide protest, and we go home to sweep them away from their evil positions, they will say to people, but we are united, we are one, let's make peace. The same nonsense that some people want us to make peace with those who have criminalized the name Biafra, who are stealing. If you go to Onitsha and ask Onitsha traders what Maso people are doing in Onitsha, you will weep. They want us to associate this holy mission we are embarking upon with criminals. They are now planning and saying they want to have a camera candy with a ganihu, so to stop us from what we are going to do. But nothing is going to stop us. It's either you are with us or you are with them. If we have to fight a civil war in Igbo land to move ahead, then so be it. We cannot allow evil to continue to deceive us all the time. Evil cannot keep cheating our people all the time. That is why the transmitter is important. If we take the message of Biafra into every home, evil will run away. I'm sure Barrister concurs, please.
Yes, Director, as I was advancing in my argument, that those who are saying that we shouldn't worry, that the farmers should, or the Boko Haram should pursue the farmers to wherever they want to pursue them, then my argument is that we're supposed to be worried. It's not that we have to do something, but if we have to do something, then we have to start now. Because majority of the food we eat now is coming from the northern part of Nigeria. And there is no shy saying it, because most of the things that we had in Igbo, Biafran land, has been taken away from us and replanted in the north. So they are now controlling the food we eat. That argument, we cannot shy away from it. But the point where Audrey Okalu and P2B and all the rest of their co governors are planning. Yes, you're right, Director. They are trying to preempt us, but their disguise can never stop our actions. No matter how they hide under whatever they're trying to do, it will not work for them, because we are moving forward.
Because we are, yes. The issue is to everybody, Carol, after every caller, everybody is trying to let us know that information deficiency is the problem. Information deficiency is the problem. If you can get Radio Biafra into every home, the problem is half solved. We will tell people not to attend such meetings. You can attend any peace initiative if you know those who are organizing it. If it involves any of these ex-governors or serving governor, with the atrocities they have perpetrated in our land, you are wasting your time. What have they done for our people?
What have they accomplished for our people? What have they done for us?
Let me tell you, the transmitter is £500,000. That's 13 million naira. That doesn't include cables. That doesn't include setting it up. That doesn't include...
£50,000, that is. Just for the transmitter alone, not for the television.
Only the transmitter.
£50,000, yes.
So you have everything else to go with it. We've got to get it there. We've got to get it set up. We've got to... get the aerials, leads, whatever it takes, and then, you know, and supply radios and all these things. It's a lot of money. If we share the load, we will make light work of this. And every caller here is backing what I've said today. The transport is key. If we can transmit across West Africa, we are giving you media through education. Education through media. We are advising you of the criminals that are out there. We are advising you of corruption. We can help you, but we cannot help you unless you help yourselves.
Thank you very much. We have a caller on Skype. Please give us your name and where you are this evening, please.
Yeah, good evening, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Robert Patrick Otujeme. I am calling from India.
From India, go ahead. You go ahead, let us ask you what in the name of God is happening in India. India started off like wildfire and everyone has disappeared.
Director, there is no problem. Tomorrow we have meeting. You know how our people behave. This is gradually. You know how our people behave. Sometimes they drag. Okay, so please, we will just pardon us for some time. We will get back to you people in a very good record.
Okay, that's very good. I'm happy to hear that.
Okay.
Tomorrow. Go ahead, please, and make your point.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Director, first of all, I have to appreciate you guys for your work, for your efforts. I say may God bless you all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Okay. And also, Director, I want to say straight to my point. My point is regarding the meeting the all these criminals are calling in the southeast. So please, I mean, say it's not incorrigible, because this meeting is for their own benefit. Remember, you always say that we are going home to sweep them away. Remember,
yes.
You always say that they are very afraid. They know what they are doing. They are very afraid. If you can remember a brother who called last time from America, from United States of America, who bring this idea that we have to go and maybe we have to fight them and make sure we kill all of them. So that's why they are trying to. They know what they are doing. They know what they are doing. So it's not allowed. We can't allow this meeting. We can't allow it. We can't allow it. If they want to be with us, let them come out. Let them come out and support the Delay Right initiative. Okay? If they want to be with us, let them come out full.
Yes.
That is my contribution. If they want to be with us, let them be with us. If they want to be in Nigeria, because I know Ojo Sokano, he's my friend in Facebook. He's campaigning all about. He's targeting for the presidential. That is most especially Mr. Oji Sokano is a criminal. He's a criminal. His idea is to confuse these people. So please, regarding the transmitter, I would like this transmitter to go down straight to the east, so that the poor ones can also listen to this news. It's very important.
Yes, it is. We have a caller now calling from home. Stay where you are. Let us see what they have to say. Let us see what they have to tell us. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, go ahead. Good evening. Make your point, please.
Yes. This is Kelechi calling from Nigeria.
Kelechi, which part of the zoo are you in?
Yes, I'm living in the Boyne State.
Okay, Boyne State is in Biafra. Boyne State is in Biafra land, not in Nigeria. It's in Biafra land.
Yes, I'm in not in Nigeria, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Biafra land.
Wonderful.
Yes, I want to get the opportunity to commend the work Radio Biafra is doing, and then use the opportunity to commend what Delay is doing by taking them to court. And the BNYA, we're in support of any movement that the Radio Biafra and the Delay is taking and the transfer of orders.
Yes.
I also want to commend the one all over the those of you that are there and they are brought in their forum. They want to you, the term that we are, the youth, BNYL, and we're having our first inauguration on August 4th.
Yeah, you'll be having it where? Where are you having this inauguration? Where is it happening of our youths? This BNYL is Biafra National Youth League. You people are loyal to the Council of Elders. You are supportive of what Radio Biafra is doing. You are also supporting Bilie Human Rights Initiative. And I will take this opportunity to ask you to tell your members to descend at Owerri Federal High Court 2 on the 25th of this month. That is only next week. Only 5 days away, to descend in the court to come and support what we are doing, trying to establish a precedent in law, which we'll go on to explain later, because Barrister Mamesu is with us to tell people why we are in court. A lot of people don't still get it. We will tell them this evening. Please go ahead.
Okay. We'll be there on the 25th, as we said. And we are having celebration on 4 August and 4th. So before then, the court is commended on during this month, I think. And we are going to be there. We are going to be able to support the delay.
Thank you very much. And also tell people not to lose hope that Radio Biafra FM and AM transmission is coming back to Biafra land to reach the whole of West Africa. We are negotiating with the people to secure a transmitter. As soon as the funding is ready, we will buy it, we will ship it, we will install it. Everybody, every blessed day for 6 hours, we will come to you 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the evening, to make sure people get Radio Biafra every blessed day. Once we get the right amount of help that is required, we will staff Radio Biafra studios for 24 hours every day. We will broadcast in every Biafran language, educating people, letting them know what the evil, criminal, diseased Nigeria will not let them hear. That is why we are here, to break the mold, to sweep away all the workers of iniquity, to make sure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. We just don't want any Biafra. And I told Biafra and Oshin and Diama, we don't want the type of Biafra that Nigeria turned into. We want a clean, sound Biafra, where you have policemen who don't carry guns, where you have army that stays in the barracks, where you have politicians who will rather go into business than go into politics, because the conditions will be so tough for them. There will be no stealing, there will be no cheating, there will be no lying, there will be no embezzlement. If you embezzle money, you will die, you will be disgraced publicly, and you will be hung in the public. So in your next life, you will not serve in public office and steal money anymore. Because the new Biafra we are building is not for the faint-hearted. The new Biafra we are building is not for people tainted or contaminated with the disease of corruption and ineptitude prevalent in Nigeria. We are building a Biafra of decent men and women who will be able to face God and say, we came on this earth, we did what you asked us to do. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you very much. Please, Carol.
Yes, I'm really glad to hear from Kalichi from BNYL. I do support the youth, and I do make requests that the youth follow them as well. They can reach BNYL on Facebook and see the application form there. They can also contact them on Biafra National Youth League at gmail.com. So I urge all the youth to come forward, and I urge all the youth to go to that court case how do you say it?
Owerri.
Owerri,
yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's correct. That's
Excuse
correct.
My English.
That's
Owerri.
Okay. That's okay.
Owerri.
Owerri. So I support that you all the youth go there and support the elders in that case. I'm really glad to hear your voice, Kalichi.
Yes, yes, Carol is very happy to hear your voice, and thank you very, very much for calling. We'll go back to our brother very briefly in India to please give the whole world an assurance, because Otujeme Robert, we are holding you responsible if nothing happens from India in the next 2 weeks. We are announcing it to the world so everybody is hearing it this evening. If nothing happens from India, we will hold you responsible. The people that came up before and said they will organize India, they have run away. They cannot stand the heat. They are the fake people we are talking about. They don't understand what serving Biafra is all about. You think you come to serve Biafra, you advertise yourself for 2-3 days and you run away. This is not a show. We are not in show business. We are in freedom fighting. Please go ahead.
Actually, director, even our leader, Christian Wosu, I spoke with him this evening before you called, before the Radio Biafra broadcast time. I spoke with him. So we are putting things in order. We are putting things in order. And there is something he explained to me. So I think that is a confidential talk between us. Okay, it's gonna be a confidential talk with us. Maybe tomorrow when we be at the meeting, we call you privacy to explain some things, to put some things in order. And also, I want to use this opportunity to still say, I want to really know the mass-up. Are they willing to join the delay human rights? Because I had yesterday.
We'll answer that in a minute. Stay where you are. We'll answer that in a minute. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening. My name is Ono Wabeze, calling from Barcelona.
Ono Wabeze from Barcelona, please go ahead.
So I just want to disagree with Dr. Egemba. I agree with this, our brother in London, so much, because the North is not feeding us. If they are feeding us, there is more hungry in the North than in the Biafra land. If Biafra will get it right, we can import food anywhere in the world. Let them go with their food. We don't need it. If they let them drive all the farmers, it doesn't concern us. Let's talk about Biafra. Many countries in Western world import nearly everything they eat. Hence, we get it right. The economy is moving. We can import food from Ghana, Cameroon, anywhere. Let us forget about this northern food. Let us forget that. There is more hungry in the north than in Biafra land. That is real. And everything they import or whatever the Biafra people buy, they pay for it. So there is no how we can be compromising that not feed us. They don't feed us. They don't feed us in any way. That's just what I want to say, please.
Yes, oh no, it is actually Barrister Mamezu, not Dr. Egan, but it's Barrister Mamezu.
Okay, sorry, it's the Barrister Mamezu, sorry, yes, you know, I didn't get the name right.
That's okay.
I just want to, because I'm here boiling, you know, I don't want to hear that.
I will put it to him so he can defend himself. He's a lawyer, he's a barrister, he'll defend himself. Barrister
Mamezu. They know how they can feed us when there are more hungry in the north.
They are more hungry in the north, they're not feeding us. We can import our food into Biafra land, Barrister Mamezu. Please defend yourself if you can. Our brother is saying he disagrees with you, and that is why you're a barrister. Please go ahead.
I had him. It's not Dr. Egan, but it's me. what my brother largely realizes is that the northerners are controlling even our oil that is coming from the east. I'm not sure most of us know what is happening in that Nigeria, that zoological country named Nigeria. They don't realize what is happening there. The houses are controlling the oil that comes from the east. Our agricultural products are no longer there as it used to be in Biafra land. Everything now has been concentrated in the north. If you go to, I just came back from home barely 2 weeks ago. I saw the amount of yam that was heaped in Owerri main town. I went around looking for making inquiries. Most of them, I'll tell you that 99% of them came from the north. Tomatoes, onions, they all were imported from the north. If my brother doubts what I'm talking, we should ring home and make inquiry. Direct to yourself, you know what I'm talking about. If we are talking that the northerners don't mind, then you will see the shortage of food we have in the east. Most of them come from the north. Period. Our industries, all the things that produces food, crops, and the rest of it, have been all stopped. Everything shipped to the north. You were saying earlier, do we have tractors in Epic Land? Do we have tractors do we have tractors in... And now, all you are saying are correct. The people don't realize that we are into a big shit with this amalgamation of business. They amalgamated us in order to suppress, marginalize, and put us out of business. And it's happening. That's why we don't have any single industry. Go to our lands, all we have is petrol station and hotels. That's what's in the east.
Petrol station, hotel, and fast food joint. That is all we have.
And fast food, that is our production. And it's a big shame. Our people don't even know that this amalgamation was against the Biafran. To make sure that you don't rise again. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
So my brother, you can disagree with me as much as you can, but the facts cannot change.
Because we need tractors to be able to produce food, isn't it? The type of food
of
we
course.
Need to eat, we need tractors to be able to produce them. We have another caller on the line. Please give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the line, on the second secure line, please. Hello? The caller on the second secure line, give us your name and where you are, please. Okay, we are not getting them through. We can't get them. Let us go and take this one. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Hello? The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
My name is Amarachi Ebara.
Okay.
Calling from London.
Uh-huh. Amarachi, if you come through the back door, you'll be treated like a criminal. If you come through the front door, you are the house owner. Please go ahead. You're welcome to the program this evening. I understand you are running a bit late due to traffic and all the rest of it. But you're welcome to the program. Please go ahead. From what you've been hearing so far, what is your contribution?
I think I'm in support of what Barisima Mezu said, that 99% of the food that we eat in the East is from the North. And that is the truth. It's absolute truth. Because the Northerners, they have an irrigation scheme, so they can produce food right around the clock. From January to December, their farm is, working. They are producing food. But the most of the things are eat vegetables, like salad, that our people are very good at eating. We don't have it in the East. Every one of them is produced there. Tomatoes, even the big red pepper, tapashi, and all the rest of them. Even pepper. It's terrible. So, and like I said the other day, was it 2 days ago, that if the Northerners decide to poison our food, all the Easterners will die. All they need to do is work with Dangote, and we're all gone.
Do we realize this at all? Do we realize the type of mess we are in? So all they need to do is to put in rice in and rub it on tomatoes and rice from the North, and we're all dead. So
all they need to do is just put the powder in sugar or salt, and you drink your tea, and that's it.
Amazing.
Use the sugar to drink tea, and you're gone.
And Amarachi, you know that they tried to put rice in waterworks in London a few years ago. Have you forgotten? These Islamic extremists, they tried to go to the water supply in England to poison it. And they were caught. And in Nigeria, they're so corrupt. Nothing is going to stop them. So our lives are in the hands of these people. It's just like a man and a wife at home, and the wife is upset with you. You have to treat her very well. All she needs to do is one or two things, and you'll be gone. And then somebody else will take over. So it is important that we know that our life is in the hands of these people. They are controlling us in every way, even the food we eat. If they want to do away with us, it is very, very simple. They will do away with us. They killed 3.5 million of us before, and nobody better than I lead. They can kill even 30 million more, and nobody will care, because we don't even care for ourselves, of course, with the exception of the few brave Biafrans within the Radio Biafra family and Bilie Human Rights Initiative, supporting the indigenous people of Biafra through court, as determined by our Council of Elders. Please, Carol.
Yes, I was going to say, that's totally true. The extremist terrorists, this is what they did. They put the poisons into liquids and sent it out, and the people were poisoned. Even now, you cannot get on a plane with any kind of liquid in case it's contaminated. And they even sent parcels and letters, and people would open letters and they would be poisoned through the letters.
Yes, all the things are happening. So them killing us off is a very easy thing. That is why we need to do something about Biafra and get Biafra very, very quickly. We need to establish testing sites where we can test all the food coming in before it goes into public consumption, before it goes into public circulation. We still have our brother, Amarachi, you're still with us. We still have our brother waiting from India to ask his question. He wanted to ask a question regarding MASOP. We don't bring MASOP up, our listeners do. And when they bring it up, we respond to them. Please, Otujeme, can you go ahead and ask the question you wanted to ask, please?
Yes, actually, Director, I want to really know the view of MASOP regarding this race. I want to really know, because I can see, like yesterday news, there was a Russian flight that brought arms to the northern part of that zoo, and the Nigerian government allowed the Russian flight to return back, which is not supposed. Okay, right now we are talking about the killings of the MASOP here and there, everywhere. Their commitment, what they are doing, some people are calling them But director, I want you to know actually there are very good people in Masop. There are some, I'm once in Masop when I was in Nigeria, I'm in Masop. There is a very good, there are many of them who are very good. So I want to use this opportunity to please, on behalf of these people, if you can put them in agenda, let us talk to them so that we can win their souls. Because I know that the leader is very corrupt. I know the Wasrike is very corrupt. I know him very well. He's my master. He's once my master. He's very he don't have any dream for us. All he needs is just money. We from the province, to secretariat, from secretariat to the zona, every time money. And he don't have any dream for us. So I want to use this opportunity to just please, on behalf of these good ones in Maswell, let us bring them together. Yesterday, one brother called.
Don't worry, we'll do that. Stay where you are. You have a very valid point. Stay where you are. You are occupying the land, but stay where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are this evening, please.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Chief Ezenono, calling from Belgium.
From Belgium. Ezenono from Belgium is a very wonderful name you have. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Well, I have been listening what is going on. Actually, I'm highly impressed. 3 days ago, about Biafra was one of the discussion in our meeting, the EB Union here in Antwerp, Belgium. Anyway, I have been following all the things that is going on, but I really want to be sure, because Igbo people, one of our commonest abbeys in Igbo land or in Ami today, he said that Ejidowe Benaka Amara Ma Nweko Agatipunwai, because that's the Ejidowe Benaka, not working there yet. Now we are talking about this thing, we are crazy. I can see people are boiling. But how are we prepared? I thought we would have planned a little bit to cover our area so that the world will not know what we are doing. So at the time we are ready ourselves inside, then we could be able to say, yes, we can start to telling the world that we have come to this level. In fact, I'm not trying to be a coward, but I'm trying to, I never want to fight and lose my fight in my life. I need to protect myself, protect Biafra region, protect the people, so that the enemies will not turn my land to the second Syria.
Okay, before we talk to you, turn your radio, talk to us over the phone, turn the radio down so we can respond to you. You have made very valid points and we want to address them one after the other. We want to address the points you have raised one after the other. Are you still there?
I'm very, very here.
Good, my brother. I will explain to you, because there are other people queuing to get through this evening. I will explain it to you in very simple terms. But before I do so, I must remind our listeners that the time is now coming very close to 8:30 p.m. here in London. That this is Radio Biafra. We are reaching everywhere on this planet. Anywhere you are in the world with internet accessibility, you will receive Radio Biafra. My name is Rekano. I have Carol Monday here with me in the studio. I also have Barrister Mamezu. And also, belatedly, we are joined by Wanda Amarachi Opara. In response to your questions, my brother will tell you this. Before we embarked upon this very episode of Freedom Fighting, we did our work for 23 and a half years this month, thinking of how to get Biafra. Our brother is on Skype, Otujeme, who is from India, talking to us about Masop and how we can reconcile with them. There is nobody who is who in Igbo land that we have not served. Abraham Haboy. Everybody, name them from Ojukwu to the last person, we have served them. Servant, I'm telling you, Anyabara Hodibo. Everybody, including Owasrike himself, including Peter Obi, including Chekwa Sokori, everybody, name the person in Igbo land. Ndubisi Kano, Alice Matek, name them, we have served all of them. We have looked at them, pleaded with them year after year. We cannot change. If it was our wish to go and be looking for contracts, we would have been millionaires by now. But we are here to fulfill only one mission, that is to set Biafra free from the zoo called Nigeria. This is what we're going to do. It's not very difficult. It's not rocket science. So let people not be under any illusion that there is one big experiment to be done. Or Obama will give you Biafra. No. We get united. We conduct demonstration in every country all over the world from the rising of the sun, because it's a spiritual thing. The sun rises in Japan, in the east. We start from the rising of the sun in Japan. Every 12 noon in every country, we hold a demonstration all over the world until the sun sets on the Bay of San Francisco in America. Once we have done that, we'll then go home and sweep away and do what Jerry Rawlings is asking us to do. Go and sweep away the workers of iniquity from your territory. That is the only thing binding us with India, Wasa. The only ihe jikọtara ya na ndị Hausa bụ ndị Oshi nọ n'ala Igbo, ndị na-agba ama n'ala Igbo, ndị Jaha Biafra na Ezo Oshi. Once we dislodge them from there, there will be no direct access or line of communication to Abuja, to Lagos, to Sokoto, to Kano. Once you sever that line of communication, they will be in darkness. Once they are in darkness, they cannot approach you, they cannot attack you. It's as simple as that. And let me make one thing also very, very clear so people understand this. If the five houses of assembly we have today, Abia State House of Assembly, Imo State House of Assembly, Ebonyi State House of Assembly, Anambra House of Assembly, and Enugu House of Assembly, for instance, let us even exclude Cross River and Akwa Ibom. If they sit together today and say, we are dissolving our respective houses of assembly to come together under one huge legislator to serve the people of Biafra, there is nothing anybody can do about it. It is democracy. It is called the will of the people. So we must get our facts very, very straight and get it right. That is what we are doing, and that is what we are going to continue to do until we succeed. So that is what we are embarking upon. Nothing is going to detract us. All the workers of iniquity must be cleared from the house of God. Let's go back to our brother to conclude so we can take other callers from Skype, please. Otujeme, please round up for us so we can take other callers on Skype. Go ahead. Can you go ahead, please? Otujeme from India, the caller on Skype from India. Can you please go ahead?
Yeah. Yeah, director, thank you very much. Thank you. I'm saying, director, if we can come together, let us bring this let us bring the mass up along with us. They are very important to us. They are very important. So I please on behalf of them for us to come together so that we can achieve. We all are saying about one thing. We know the leader is not good. We know their leader. We know Wazirike is very. He don't have anything. He don't have anything in this struggle. He don't have any dream. Every time he declares it at home, they kill myself. They do this to them. But after all these things, there is no goal to be achieved. So please, director, I would like you to use. You know, you are a very peace man. I love you. I love you because of one thing. Why I love you is that anywhere I say you have gone to Israel, you make peace. Now you are going to United States of America. I know there will be peace there. So please, director, I am begging you. I want you to still use this your idea, this your ideology of peacemaker, to still bring the mass up together into this struggle delay human rights. Please, that is what I have tonight. Please.
Thank you very, very much. We have heard what you've said. We are not discarding anybody that believes in Biafra genuinely. We are only discarding criminals. We have heard what you've said. And of course, there'll be peace in the family. We can assure you that we'll be moving forward to that. Marachi is with us. Marachi is still with us, I presume. Marachi, are you still there? Is Marachi still with us? I need to confirm that Marachi is still with us. Is she there? No, I don't think so. Marachi, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay, please go ahead. You heard what the brother said. And even the caller before that. People come in, if you come to Radio Biafra, you should please ask us what we are doing. Ask us how far we have gone before you come in. Please proceed and make your point in relation to those two viewpoints you heard a short while ago, please.
I didn't quite get the last speaker's viewpoint, but I'm just going to add to what you said.
He wants us to make peace with MASOP and move ahead. We are saying we don't have problem with MASOP membership. It is the leadership. It is the duty of MASOP to remove their leader. It is the duty of MASOP to remove their leader, not us, to do that for them.
Yeah, no, you're quite right there, because we've been saying this over and over again. We've made it clear to the whole world, to Biafrans, that we do not have any issues with MASOP as an organization. but we have a problem with the leadership or the leadership style there, and we have advised them several times to do something about it, without which we might not be able to work with them because we can't really soil our hands. And we have to, as we all agree, that Biafra is a holy thing, and for us to be able to achieve it, we all have to walk in holiness, so to say. So we appreciate, you know, his idea, and we cannot do anything with the present leadership. It's left for the members, the worthy of our relationship, to actually do something before we can step in and do whatever thing they want us to do. But we are open to any of them coming to join us. And Radio Biafra is for every Biafran, and Believe Human Rights is for every Biafran. So anybody that feels that, okay, I now want to move from one organization to be here, I think that person will be welcome. Nothing is stopping them from doing that.
They are or welcome.
Joining Radio
Biafra. They are welcome. They are welcome. And we must tell people one thing about MASOP, which they didn't know before, in relationship with Radio Biafra. We'll tell them in a short while. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please.
Nothing.
Hello, they are not with us right now. What we want to say about MASOP is this. Because this is Radio Biafra, we do not lie at Radio Biafra. We'll tell you the truth. The people that started Radio Biafra in 2009 are MASOP members. MASOP members contributed money to start Radio Biafra here in London. We made it very, very clear, and we're not relenting on that. They made it possible for us to start Radio Biafra, but the leadership is so corrupt and criminalized that they have to be changed. This is Radio Biafra. Are you still there? The caller on the phone? No, we are. If you call Radio Biafra, please do persevere for a short while. Just don't disappear. Stay where you are. We will get to you eventually. Once we take your call, stay where you are, and we'll come to you eventually. Please, Carol.
Yeah, I find it strange how when we say that, when something's said to your people, that they only take a little bit of what they hear and then run with it, because we have never said that we're anti-MASOP. We just say that we're against the corruption within MASOP. We understand that MASOP is the people, and there is good people in MASOP. Like Mr. Kanu was saying, that the MASOP actually started Radio Biafra by funding it in the very beginning in 2009. So why would be anti-MASOP? We're not anti-MASOP. We are anti-corruption. Totally anti-corruption, and this is what we do not want to happen. The MASOP is the people, and the MASOP people will unite under the Council of Elders and use the media that we are helping to support here to educate the people.
Yes, and once they get the transmitter, the people that will benefit most from the broadcast will even be MASOP members, because we are the ones defending them and championing their right to a fair hearing. We are the ones these days championing for the right thing to be done in relation to Ezu River. Even MASOP is not even discussing the death of their own members. We are the ones championing. We value every Biafran. The life of every Biafran is important. We have nothing against MASOP because they started Radio Biafra, but we have something against the leadership that stopped the funding to Radio Biafra by lying to their members, because we exposed him for who he is, for the hotels and all the properties and all the deals he has been cutting with the federal government of Nigeria. Because at Radio Biafra, Imehiojo will tell the world. If you do anything bad, we will tell the world about it. We don't fear anybody apart from God himself, whom we are loyal, because we know that even God does not change. He is ever faithful to us. Biafra belongs to everybody. Biafra, the attainment of Biafra as an independent entity is the duty of everybody, not just for the few. Let us see what Amaji has to say about this information deficiency we are talking about. Our people are lacking this knowledge. They are lacking this knowledge regarding what they are supposed to do to get Biafra. That knowledge is what we want to address. We want to make it possible for everybody to participate. Radio Biafra is in full support of MASOP members who are good. Let us take that message forward. But we are against the criminal element within their leadership. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, please, can you turn your system down? Can you turn your system down? They are not listening as usual. I don't know. Sometimes what is happening to our people. They don't listen at all, at all, at all. I was asking Amarachi a question. Is Amarachi there with us, please?
Yes, I am.
Yes, please go ahead. Tell us what you're making of all these things, because this is a recurring decimal or decibel, however they put it. What are we going to do to dispel the myth that Radio Biafra is against MASOP? How can we address that problem?
Man, I think we've done justice to that. We've been saying the same thing over and over again, and we can only keep saying it whenever the question comes. Well, one thing it tells me is that the people that are bringing up these questions, maybe they didn't listen to us, you know, when you address that issue. And because they did not listen to it, or they think, yes, we can actually go extra miles to do something else. You can only repeat what you've said. But I think we've done justice to, you know, really explain the relationship, what happened to the relationship we had with MASOP. We didn't intend to, stay away from them, but we didn't want to associate ourselves with the leadership. And it's just as good as that. He said they want us to, you know, to be corrupted and then go on the same way with them, which will not yield any good fruit for us. It will not help us actualize what we are looking for.
Of course, it will not help us at all. We have a text here from one of our listeners. We have a text message saying, I am of the opinion that the Biafrans, that we should be discouraged from attending any summit organized by these criminals in Anambra State. This is from Uchenna Ezebino, who is a legal practitioner in London. He is saying we should stay away from these looters. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, Ramanda. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Give us your name and where you are this evening, please.
Yeah, this is James Optimist Chinedu. I am coming from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar in Senegal. Go ahead. Senegal is very strong. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I am trying to say in effect is the caller that called from India talking about MASOP or something. If you look into it, the struggle is for every Igbo man. Now, even if everybody did not bring his hand into desk or onto desk for us to achieve it, still yet, God will still use people that he wants to bring it down to our people.
Yes.
But what I'm trying to say to my own self, me as a person, formerly, normally, those days, this issue of Wazirike, let me say, this man somehow have tried to bring the mind of Imo people in this issue of Biafra something, even though he has done it in a wrong way. Myself, those days, I was even one of the MASOP members, which we have gone many places and take many risks, but God is still preserved some people alive today. What I know is, and the only thing I am saying that the area it will be good is where I belong. Not anything that will make it successful. That is my own. Those of them there in Igbo land, there are still people there that have such good mind. Those MASOPians there, even most of them may be tired of what the leader is doing or something, sit at home or not sit at home. Those days we have been doing this, Ujuko travels, who knows? All I know is all these things are trash. You know, the more you step up, the more you know what is going on. So that is the life and the world for you. So to me, I will say, let's call that Owazirike in order. Then bring him in order. Use those people in him, because this Biafra of 18 in Igbo land, it is raining. Biafra is raining. It is that particular MASOP that people know that is talking about it. Even this one we are talking about, we are talking on night. Most of them do not know. It's few of them that knew about it. So what I'm trying to say in your
head, can you turn your system off? Your system should be off. Your system should be off. It should be off. It should be off. That is the difficulty we are having. When you call Radio Biafra, please, please, please turn your system off. It is interrupting and it is interfering with what we're saying. Yes, please go ahead, please. I think it's been resolved. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so what I am trying to say is, let's find a way and bring up those people at home. They are very, very strong. They are very, very, I have been there. I have been witnessed. I have gone to many occasions, many different places. Even in Lagos, when police were doing, the Nigerian police were trying to do anything, everything they had done there, I was there. So today I'm in Dakar. And I like what is happening in London today. What you said about the people that started the Radio Biafra earlier, I heard about those things. Then
Of course. But stay where you are. Let's take this call. There is a caller on the phone. Let us try and take this call from him. They have been trying to get through to us. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, I'm Godwin. I'm calling from Germany. Good evening, and
good evening. Good evening, Godwin. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just want to say a little thing about the muscles.
Yes.
About the muscles, you know?
Yes.
I think that muscles should not be a big issue. It should not be an issue now, because I believe that immediately Radio Biafra starts transmitting from Biafra land, all this problem will solve itself. All the Mazotians who are the good people.
Do you think so? Do you think so?
I think so. I know so. Because our people have suffered for quite a long time. And these people have been playing with our name, collecting money from Nigeria, collecting money wherever they can, in the name of Biafra. So it's like they are sucking our blood. And most of our people, they are not fools. They know these things. But they don't have alternatives. Now we have a reliable hand that can do this work. I believe that immediately, just give them 1 month of transmitting in Biafra land. You will see the difference. People will tell you the Messiah has come. And you will see the way people will start fighting for their rights. This problem will solve itself. Immediately we start the transmission in Biafra land, all this problem will be over.
Thank you, my brother. How about if it was Rike sends some of his thugs, the criminal ones, to go and destroy our transmitter, then what happens? And blame it on Nigerian and Nigerian police and Nigerian army. Because that is, we have information from them that is what they will do. If we put it down, they will knock it down and blame Nigerian police and Nigerian army for doing it.
There is no doubt about that. That one can happen. But let me tell you, Wazirike is just one person. Wazirike Akarehi Biafrans. So if he tries to make that kind of mistake, then we will go after them. And I've been saying it in this program that we know the people that are holding the Biafra today. Some people are sitting on Biafrans today. They are making their billions on Biafran's name today. We know them, we know their houses, we know their parents, we know their brothers, we know their sisters, we know their kids. So we cannot continue like that. If you people start this thing in Biafra land and they refuse to hear the voice of the angels and they attack you people, it's like they are declaring war against Biafrans. Then all of us will die. Huh? So, and again, about this meeting that they are talking about, Ojozokalo and the Sue and all these criminals, I'm watching them on my computer here. It's like, let me just get a gun and finish five of them. I just kill them. Because these people, they are the people that is putting us where we are today. What kind of meeting? The meeting they are holding in Biafra land today, like they said, they are planning on how to attack you people, we people, Biafrans, when we come back home.
That is all. That is
because
all
they are afraid.
Yes, that is
they all. Are listening to Radio Biafra. Now, they are afraid of what is going to happen. Because they know that the end time has come for them. So, they are looking for a way out. So, please, what I'm begging all our brothers and sisters all over the world is that we should support Radio Biafra so that we should start transmitting in Biafra land. Our people in Biafra land, they are not fools, they are human beings and they are very intelligent. It's only that when you are not in such a position, people will look down on you. But once you start broadcasting in Biafra land and people with the reasoning, we know our left from our right. We are not fools. You know? So, I mean, We have to know what we do with these people. We cannot continue like this. So that's my take on that. Thank you very much. very much.
Thank you very much.
Your good work. God will bless you.
Thank you very much, and you too, and the rest of the Biafrans, and more importantly, the editorial board of Radio Biafra will be blessed, because the people that I work for, I got my mandate to work for our people through the editorial board of Radio Biafra, to whom all blessing and glory must go to. Please, Barrister Imam Mezu, we still have you on the line. Is that correct?
Yes, Director. Following what's going on, and I'm impressed about the information our people are bringing and the supportive nature of our program. And this is what we will carry on doing. And of course, on the side of those, we are arranging for a meeting. The last caller, you know, said that probably it's for them to see what they can do first. But I wouldn't be that pessimistic, to put it that way. All I hope is they are trying to see if they can unify the whole Biafras through one way or the other.
Are you telling me that Peter Obi is going to unify you with other people after killing
for
you?
For those he's calling, let me put it this way.
You'll put it in that way in a second. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Tony. You go from Colorado.
Tony from Colorado. Ugo from Colorado.
Yeah, today I'm not going to get mad. I was listening to that guy that just called.
Yes.
That guy has good ideas. Look, this stuff, if we're serious about this stuff, we're not going to be scared of anybody. We need to have agents. We need to have people planted into my current Bashab. And those people need to be close to... What is the leader's name again?
Yeah,
you can laugh all you want. You have to know what he's thinking, what he's doing. We're going to be serious.
I'm talking about the leader's name, and I was laughing because of how you put the question. I'm not trying to ridicule what you're saying. Please go ahead.
No, it's okay. No. I understand. I'm not saying you ridicule me, but I'm serious about this. We need to have people inside. That way, any move they're going to make will know it and like that. So, if they want to go and destroy your transmitter...
Our transmitter, not mine. I don't own any transmitter. Our transmitter.
No. I'm talking about your Radio Biafra transmitter. If they want to go and destroy it, we will know and we'll wait for them here. They come in here, we'll wipe them out. They want fire, we'll give them fire. That's the way you do stuff. You don't see the human beings like that guy said. The human beings with flesh and blood. With relatives in Nigeria, with mothers and fathers and sisters, they mess with us, we mess with them. That is the way it's going to be. You know, you don't sit down there and laugh and play. We have people installed in their meetings. We don't know what they're thinking. We're not looking for trouble. But if they're going to come and destroy the transmitter of our people, we'll be waiting for them there, and we'll deal with them. You see?
Yes.
Anyway, sorry about that, man.
It's not under anybody. This is the only place where madness is legal. On Radio Biafra, if you are mad, you'll be excused. Because everything happening all around us makes us mad. Thank you very much for calling from Colorado. Who knows, we may even broadcast from Colorado sometime within the next 2 weeks. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Radio Biafra is heading to the United States. Please, Carol, you wanted to say something very briefly before I go back to Barrister Mamezu, who is waiting, please.
Yes, I wanted to say about the Izu River that we really need to know the victims' names for these families. Even the mass of members that came out as disguised as CIC, concerned Igbo citizens, made official statement that the killings at Izu River were not mass of members, and they apologised to the police. So we need to get these names, and we need to get them on the broadcast, like the man said. There was some funding today. Can I have time to say?
Yeah, very briefly.
There was funding from Sonny Nelson and the Congo. Dallas, I call him Dallas, but his name is Moses. He's my champion. Chibuka, J. Sonny, and Henry James and Peter Adibi have all contacted me today and say that they are helping to fund this transmitter. Many hands will make light work of this. Please keep contacting me. Keep funding this through, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, please give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Thompson Agui.
Agui Thompson. That is Agui is crocodile. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Wonderful, wonderful. Brave name. Please go ahead.
I'm calling from London.
Yes.
There's a contribution I want to make. The last speaker said part of what I wanted to say.
Yes.
What happened is that, to me, I strongly believe that even those people who feel that they have offended us, even the governors, they are trying to make peace, there's need for all of us to come together, because we are fighting a fight that is for all the Biafrans. And I strongly believe that by the time we achieve this, well, it's not good that all of us, one way or the other, will have problem with our brothers or within the Biafrans. Since we believe that this Biafra is fighting, we are fighting, we are working the work of God, and we are struggling together. So even if people have offended us one way or the other, there is need for all of us to come together in order for us to achieve this. It's not something that some people will be, you know, we have problem with some of our brothers, so the same Biafrans, we are fighting the same thing, but at the end of the day, we still have problem.
Yes.
I will strongly believe that all of us should come together. No matter whatever will be there, our differences, let's resolve it ourselves and fight those who are fighting. Because if you can't come together to fight those who are fighting, it will find it difficult.
Thank you very much. Do you know who Ifeajuna is?
Yeah, Ifeajuna, yeah.
What was his crime?
Ifeajuna, the one that Ojukwu killed because he betrayed him.
So what do you think the leadership of MASOP has done to the Biafran struggle?
To be honest, if the leadership have committed anything, we cannot take him away based on his own disciplinary, but we can't generalize based on that, like other governors, other people, all this is now attempt to make peace. And we can still get some good people among them.
Okay, name the good governor that you have in mind. Name one good governor.
I'm not here to judge them based on
I didn't ask you to judge. I said name. We want to follow what you're saying. We want to this peace meeting to go ahead. As even Emmanuel is saying, he who knows what may come out of it. Other people are saying no. Let us. That is the beauty of Radio Biafra. People have divergent views. We are not in some kind of cult. We are a follow my leader. No, you have your own views and I have mine. You convince me and I try to convince you. Name one good governor in Alibo today. So we can follow that person.
I'm not here to judge them, but from the input they have contributed, one word or the other.
No, I didn't say judge. I said name a good one. Onye ezigbo mmadu n'ime ha. Onye nke ezigbo mmadu. Onye nke ezigbo mmadu. Ezigbo mmadu. Governor who is a good person.
Even from our own assessment that we cannot judge them through that means, let's bring them together and caution them and try to make them, because we won't even approach them to know what is in their mind.
Brother. We have approached them. We have written to them many times and asking them to provide employment for our people, telling them what to do that Dr. Michael Okpara did and Mbakwe did to grow the economy. We gave them the blueprint hand by hand, one to each and every one of them. We are not asking you to employ us. Go and implement these policies drafted by political economists, qualified people who can grow the economy of a country. People employed by white people to do the same thing and doing it very well in foreign land is giving the same advice to our people for free, that they instead they go and buy wheelbarrow and write and poverty elevation on wheelbarrow. Give wheelbarrow. Bunye woke the 40 years. Share kwa wheelbarrow. Okwa wheelbarrow. Kwata block. Kwata cement. Kwata. Egoja longwany. From wheelbarrow. What type of nonsense is that? These people are descended from hell. And to hell they shall return.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. But to me, I strongly believe, because the regime of Mbakwe and all those people, they are here to serve our people. These modern time governors, if we assess their behavior, it's not good. But what I'm saying is that there's need for all of us to still carry them along and to tell them. Because from what you're saying, the Radio Biafra is very, very good. And the message is telling us is good. And there's no way anyone can compare it. But what I'm trying to say is that it's good we carry everybody along, irrespective of whatever they have done.
So are you blaming Ojukwu for not carrying Ifeajuna along? Do you know what treason is? Betray your own people.
No. What Ojukwu and Ifeajuna is a different issue. But like, all these governors now, I'm not saying that they are right. I'm not saying they are doing good things. But at least let them come to repentance. By the way, because if I send this your message, you start thinking into their mind. All of them will come to repentance. And now, you know, because maybe in Igbo land, nobody is even hearing about all this news and all these things now. By the time this transmitter will start giving message, I strongly believe that all of them will come to repentance. And do you know, even old women in the village will come to that to agree that, oh, this will come back again. So, I strongly believe that it's the only way we can do it. by at least let's bring ourselves together. Those who don't want to follow us, okay, but those who want to follow us should agree with us. But this message, by the time you play this in the Igbo land, definitely most of them will change their mind and most of them will now come to repentance.
Thank you very much. We have heard what you have said in the spirit of brotherhood and reconciliation. We are very, very grateful to you. Thank you very much. Let us go to Barrister Imam Mezu and ask him what his views are regarding what he was about to say previously that I quickly snatched away from him. Please, Barrister.
Yes, Director, I am actually in line with this agree of a man. Although we are all speculating, we don't know what will be the outcome of this arranged meeting. We have to wait. It could be that Peter B and his counterparts are going into a situation of regrets and repentance. You were saying about Ojukwu and Ifeajuna. What you have to bear in mind, Director, is that was military regime.
Yes.
We are not a military regime. If we are in Biafra today, Biafra will be a civilian Biafra. It's not going to be a court-martial Biafra. It's not going to be a military Biafra where repentance is not allowed. It's not going to be a Biafra where people are not allowed to be forgiven. It's not going to be a Biafra where in whatever you do, you die. No. We have to give people the opportunity to repent, regret, and come back to reality. You cannot, by one mistake or two mistakes, somebody make you say, out. No, it's not going to be the kind of autocratic government that we should look forward to. No, you have to be a civilian Biafra.
Thank you.
Everybody is equal and all of us are the same.
Barrister, I couldn't agree more, but let me ask you a question. You have a family, you have wife and children, you have brothers and sisters. If your brother or your sister or your son or your daughter was one of the victims at Ezu River, will you feel the same way towards Peter Obi?
Director, to answer you, there is something we call forgiveness and reconciliation.
Now,
do you know,
I asked you a question. I said, if...
I'm ignoring you.
If Peter Obi, if you are traveling home, you're traveling in a luxurious bus, let's say Chisco, Ekenedelichukwu from Lagos, you came from England, and during one of Peter B's shoot at sight, they see you and they shoot you at Onisha. Would you expect those who are living to forgive Peter B?
In the world, I would expect for Peter B to be tried by the court. And if he's found guilty, then he should be seized.
We have tried
but
him.
I would
he's
not...
guilty.
We have tried him verbally. You have not taken him to the court of law. That is where those you call criminals should be tried. If you verbally try somebody, of course, they are not guilty because you tried them verbally. Take Peter B to the court of law. Let him be spoken to by the judge and all the barristers and the legal team. Then, of course, he will have the chance to defend himself. If he finds guilty, then he will go down. So what I'm trying to say to you, Director, is let us see what this meeting is all about. It could be that he's trying to unify friends, which is what we are after. The guy from India said he loves you because of your good qualities, because you're going places to places. He wants you to unify Mazob. And of course, the Mazob people, we are not against them. What we are against is their management, their leader. Once the leader is out of the sight, then the followers should match up with the fellow other Biafrans. That's what we're talking about. We're not condemning any Mazob. We are not condemning any Biafra. We are all the same. We are all working towards the same cause, the same action, the same target. And that is all we are preaching here in Lady Biafra. And Director, you are our chief in this area. Thank you
very much. I love peace myself. Masop started Radio Biafra, but the leadership is corrupt, compromised, treacherous, and criminally disposed. We don't want them. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are on this planet, please.
Yeah, my name is Henry Egal. I'm coming from Liverpool.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment based on the issue of the Igbo governors, the meeting they said they have called for us to attend. Yeah, the issue of the meeting they have called, I think we should attend the meeting. We should send the delegate to attend the meeting to hear what they want to say. Because I know the reason why they called this meeting now is because they have seen how we are going on, and they try to call us to know exactly what we are doing. I think that we should attend the meeting.
and we should send delegates that will attend the meeting. Then we hear from them. Then we also tell them what we want.
And what do you think that Peter Obi will hear from us when he killed our people at Izu River? When in 2006 he killed over 200 people, when he's getting Hausa people to use tarpaulin and carrier bags to asphyxiate our people, deny them oxygen to the head, and bury them in mass graves. What are you going to tell him that he will understand?
I know that he's not going to understand anything. I know they're not going to understand anything because they're not lacking anything. So, but on this issue, because they will not, so that they will not use it as an excuse that we do not inform them what we are doing, or they want to assist us or anything. It's not that every mashup or the leaders or the people going to the court will go there to listen to them. We just send some delegates to go there and see what they're going to say. And that will not stop us from doing what we are doing, or stop us from our plans and every other things we are planning. After that, we also call them on a meeting as well, whereby all the Biafran people will be there to listen what they are going to say, whether they say they are in support of us or they are not in support of what we are doing. So at the end of the meeting, then people will know where they stand. Then people will distance themselves from them. That's why we're going to do this. Because if you say we are not going to go for the meeting they called, tomorrow they will use that as an excuse. So we send the delegates, either 3 people or 5 people or 10 people, to go there and hear from them what they're going to say is why they called us. I think that's what we are going to do. Because one, election is coming soon. So they're trying to use this opportunity now to bring people's mind to, promise them one thing or the other. They're going to do this, they're going to do this. But after people have voted them and they're in the power, they're not going to do anything to us. So I think we should send some delegates to go to attend to the meeting they have called. Then after that, we'll say, okay, we are listening to them. And also we're going to call them, we're going to write to them for them to attend to our own meeting as well. Then all the different people will be there listening to what they're going to say, and we'll bring our own opinion and tell them that this is what we want. We want the effort, that simple and short. And let them open up their mind in front of everybody and say, no, we don't want it. Then everybody will know that these people don't want our progress, which we already, everybody knows that. Because none of them, their children are not in human state. Most of the governors, their children is in abroad. They are in Abuja, living in a better house, and they have security and every other things. Everybody knows that. So I know it's not going to be easy, but we have to follow all these steps we have to follow. That's my own advice on this issue.
Thank you very, very much. We have heard what you have said. Thank you very much. I don't know if Carol has anything to offer in this regard. Or do you want... Let us finish. I think there is a conversation that is still pending. We have to finish this conversation once and for all so we know where we're going. But we are reiterating that we are not in any disagreement with anybody, not with the mass of members who are good. It is the criminal elements, people who are sacrificing other people to so that they can become enriched. They are the ones we are against. Biko, my brother, go ahead and finalize so we can take other calls, please, on Skype. Go ahead.
Okay. As I was saying before, so what I'm trying to say is that we all know that what Radio Biafra is doing in London is a very great work. And we recommend that. Wazirike himself has done his own, but let's take it that he has done it and has done it in a wrong way. So what I'm trying to say now is that those Mazobians now in Igbo land, or in out of Igbo land, other Biafran lands, they are all the indigenous of Biafra. What we are talking about is not Wazirike as a structure or as a human being. We are talking about saving the soul of those men doing those things. So if we should do, say myself should go ahead, we should go to hell or whatever, Wazirike is the one that everybody is looking at, while he is not the one going to do those work. If Rebbe Biafra should call him in order, maybe one word, that he is a human being. We want to form a government. If our government, if our land is not in pieces, let me say, maybe if a head of a family is in the house and his family is not at peace, he must find one way or the other and make everybody happy or make everybody be at peace. So this is what we are trying to say. If there is any way we should make that Igbo land to be at peace, those who are destroying those things, it's just somebody that is telling them this, do this or do that. I was there then and I know how things was going on. You understand me, my brother? So what I'm trying to say is
Wazirike is a person we are looking up to. We are just looking at Wazirike as a person. But there are people he has fixed in a post, the people he has, you know, put in a place that what he is doing, they like it, and they have let them know that this will happen, that will happen, and even though they know that it's lie or it's false, they still know that all of them are eating at the same table. All I have to say is there are many of them who are ignorant of what is going on there. It's to protect their blood and their life. We don't want any more killing. We are crying that our people are dying and they're not. Now our people perishing in our own land, and we have the strength to protect them. This is what I myself is talking about. It's not about Wazirike or Wazirike is this. Whatever he is, that is for him. He dare God to call him, he go and answer his call. What I want is let those of them whom he is using, destroying things, coming out and standing watching for a sit at home. Before you know it, you hear police do this, police do that. This thing did not start today, and it will not end today until Biafra comes. So it is to protect and cover them, bring them out of that bondage that they are living into. So this is what I'm saying. Myself, I was one of them, but today I am not. During 2009, I was there in Biafra. I was there in Mosul. Was legal and everything about it, I was there. Everything, every movement we have gone, everything, the whole eastern side of Nigeria, I was there. You know? So Masob can see if they can trace my name today, they will find out, they will tell you that I am not going even a kobo. I myself contributed in the struggle, just as it is today here in London now, because it is not a struggle of one man, and it's not something that can just come easy, which everybody knows. Who understands it knows it. So let's protect our brother at home.
Yes.
Forget talking about Wazirike or not Wazirike. Is those boys he's using, they are useful.
He is using, listen very, very carefully. I don't think you understand how evil works. People don't understand. When you have cancer eating away at you, you don't feed it, you cut it out, or else you will die. The man is a cancer to the struggle. Anybody who takes instructions from him is a cancer to the struggle and must be cut out. It's as simple as that. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Please, we are bringing the program to an end, please, Carol. We have Barrister Mamuzu still with us, and also Carol Monday, and intermittently Wada Amonachi Okpara. Yes, Carol.
Yes, we've heard today from the youth. We've heard today about Masob. We've heard today about women. You know, we need to put all our differences aside. Now, they say in the Bible, we are many parts but one body, and this is how we have to be now. We have to be many parts but all be one Biafra. We have to come together, unite, fund, and support these causes. And that's all I got to say, really. So, good night to everybody, and blessings to all.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. We have, before we close this evening, that is Carol signing off, we must report that our brother, his name is, what's his name again? His name is Eugene Amonia. He's writing from Germany. He said, I'm trying very hard to see that our people come together, but they're afraid of being in Biafra. He's writing from Germany. Please, if there is any other person hosting people from Germany, then let me know. I'm from Frankfurt. He's from Frankfurt area. He's writing. His name is Eugene Amonia. Our brother said yesterday that, excuse me, that if somebody calls that we should, from Germany or right from Germany, we should indicate where they are from. Our brother Eugene Amonia is writing in from Frankfurt area in Germany. He wrote again to say that Namde, I want to raise an alarm that the Nigerian northern politicians are coming to Germany to buy poison already, and one of our brothers from Mbise is helping him. We hope that is not the case. We need to find out. We know they want to finish us off. They are in Ebonyi State already. They have taken Ebonyi State. They have taken part of Imo State that is also coming into Abia. Please let us go to Barrister Mamuzu to bring us to an end this evening. His conclusions, please, Barrister. Barrister Mamuzu, are you there? We may have lost him. We are joined. People join us remotely at Radio Biafra because we all have to go to work. We go to work. Some people sometimes accuse us of being jobless people, but we do work. Barrister Mamuzu is an attorney here in England. So is Barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesri. Dr. Ekemba is a professional within the housing field. Mwada Amonachi Okpara is a lecturer at a university here. Everybody, Stephen Epa is an engineer. Uche Mefo will soon be a qualified solicitor. We are all in one meaningful employment or the other. So people must know that we devote our time to serve our people because we love our people and we want Biafra to come in truth and honesty. wherever you are on this planet and you have listened to us this evening, we are saying thank you very much. And we also want you to join us tomorrow. Radio Biafra is going to the United States sometime this week. We are hoping on Saturday to be able to be broadcasting. In fact, even on Friday, to come to you live from the United States. We'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, broadcasting on Friday. If you go to the website, the schedule will be published on the website so you can follow our program in the United States. And out there in the U.S., Radio Biafra will broadcast two times every day because of the time difference. We'll come to you in the morning. We'll come to you in the evening as well. There we'll be able to have people to co-host the program with me. If you are tired of hearing my voice, I hope you are not. But if you are tired of hearing my voice, there will be a reprieve for you because other people in America will be able to come to host the program in the United States. We want everybody to come out, especially our brothers who are in Chicago. Those who are in Biafra Foundation, want them to come out. Those in Ekwenche, we want them to come out. We are making this plea on the air that we want to unite everybody. We want to go along as one. You have not committed any crime, neither have we. It may be a question of differences of emphasis, but there have been no high crimes and misdemeanors. The only person to have done so is Owazurike, and we want to cut him out, or else he will infect the movement and will be as stagnant as we have been for 13 years. I am Nnamdi Kanu from Radio Biafra here in London this evening, and we are saying good night to you wherever you are. We're even saying good morning to some people. Please, no matter what you do, regardless of where you are on this planet, do not forget to join us tomorrow, 7 p.m. London time. Good night and God bless you.
I know Takanano, they know one kind of rubber. I ain't trouble for my chuku. I ain't a look at no sondo. Well, Lota, much book a lion over. I will know who will be building Udo Nandoqua.
Ewo Sunday Meganyi Pea.